This is Big Joe Lewis, and you're listening to Raven and the Blues on REM FM.
In there, wonderful stuff. How does the boss of Black and Tan Records, Jan Mettendorp, describing the real deal, Boo Boo Davis opening up The Raven and the Blues, a track taken from his new album called The Name of the Game, with the great Thank You Dave at the end. And if you want to hear the full set from him when he came to the studio here, just go to The Raven and the Blues site, you'll find it there. Wherever you're listening to the programme across the world, whether it's the USA, Canada, Australia, or any of the many places that people have put their pin on the map, welcome to the show. And of course, on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course on REM FM along the costas of Spain, but not Tenerife. Welcome to the show. Lots of things to talk about. Let's move on now with the album which came out in the early part of this year called Cheap. It's C6 Steve. Here he is with Hobo Blues.
Coffee grain burned in northern the morning hours, frozen like a popsicle to the top of my bones and saw. Down to the river instead of camp, wanna make a fire, but my fingers just can't. Thousand times think of what am I doing, that's the thing about being a tramp. Pork beans on a hot dog bun, rolled up in my sleeping bag, waiting for the sun. Here come the police, time to run. That's the thing about being a bum. Three days in a county tank, that's 72 hours. At least you get a few hot beers and one cold shower. Back to court, have you learned your lesson, boy? Yes or no? One thing I love for sure, Mr. Judge, is tough being a hobo. What you gonna do? I got nothing to lose except the hobo blues.
C6 Steve's a one-man band, and I can see how normally you can have a one-man band based around, you know, sort of the drums on your knees and the guitar and the harmonica in a rack around your neck, but a didgeridoo, where do you put that? C6 Steve off the album Cheap, and that's a track called Hobo Blues. Had lots of emails from people saying, can they come to the house concert of Doug McLeod in a month's time here at the Raven and the Blues? Or is it going to be broadcast as a show? Well, in order, let's see. It's a quite a small room. It can only hold about 20 people, and that's really that the maximum the boat can take as well, really, before we sink. And so we sold out within days. So sadly, no, you can't come. We've even got reserves. People are waiting for other people to drop out if they do. In terms of a house, will we do a session of it? Well, I don't know. I'm going to record it, obviously, and I think what we will do is play tracks from it in the weeks and months afterwards, sort of thing, and just, you know, a live session from Doug McLeod. But I don't really, at this stage, see me using it as a complete standalone session. I don't know. We'll check with Doug and everything else. But sadly, you can't come. But I will be playing some selected tracks from it, of course, after the show has been. That's on the 16th of September. The first house concert we're trying. Thanks to Susie and Robert in Texas for all their help and advice on how best to run a house concert. And I'm looking forward to it. It should be huge, huge fun. As an example of how it may sound, here is Doug McLeod.
Okay, here we go. This old rim. I'll cross one day this old river. I will cross one day. When my days are gone, then a journey away. And this old river, people cross but never come back. People cross, but I never see one come back. Is faith something you believe in? You have a hard time knowing it's fair. And this old rip sure is deep and wide. And no bridge gonna take you to the other side. But if you come with faith, I hear you shall not be denied. We're gonna hear your honest prayer. When you come to the bank, let the love take you there. And this old rib, I will cross one day. This old rib, I will cross one day. When my days are gone, then a journal my days are gone, then a journey on the way. When I'm gone, a journey on the way.
Doug McLean. Cloud, the Utrecht Sessions, new release this year on Black and Tan Records. That's a track called This Old River. And Doug will be here on This Old River, the Thames, on the houseboat, the first floating house concert in the world, possibly, on the 16th of September. And we'll be having something on the show shortly afterwards as well. So Doug McLeod, and it's a lovely album, that, the Utrecht Sessions, with Doug on vocals, guitar and left foot, and on percussion, Arthur Bent and Jasper Mertier on double bass, but not on that particular track. This is Joan Armour Trading, and a track taken from her new album, from her album which came out last year, called Into the Blues, and this is called Play the Blues.
Blue hat, check shirt, pimple on your cheek, ears like handlebars, teeth yellow like the sun. Grab a voice like a beaten path. But baby, when you sing the blues, I take all my clothes off for you. Baby, when you sing the blues, I take all my clothes off for you. Wake up every day, turn my face to feel the morning breeze. At night, when we meet, you're brighter than a constellation of stars. Baby, when you sing the blues, I take all my clothes off for you. Say, baby, when you sing the blues, I take all my clothes off for you.
A the right idea. When I sing the blues, I take all my clothes off. A lot of naked folks scattered around then, aren't they, really? That's Joan Armour Trading, taken from her album, which came out last year, and When I Sing the Blues. Thanks to Cliff McKnight, a regular, really, and I was going to say an old friend, although we've never actually met, although I hope that'll be remedied sometime in the next month or so. He has a blues show as well on Loughborough University Radio, and soon to be a podcast, we hope. But he was just saying how he made contact with both Eric Bibb and Joan Armour Trading when they were in the north of England. Eric's team came back and said, of course you can do an interview, and Joan's team were quiet, which they have been with me. I sort of said, can we do a piece please on your album? And since then, not even a response saying no. Last week I played a track from an album called a band called Katie Lied, and made some comment about the Fager and Becky and Steely Dan connection. I had a great email from Duncan Hamilton, one of the members of the band, the songwriter really. It's a duo more than anything else, I guess, just like Steely Dan in a way. Thanking me, or to be more correct, thanking Danny Bryant for playing the track on the programme. I think Duncan was confused by the Danny Bryant ident. But anyway, it's a good album, and I did make mention of Steely Dan, obviously, last week. And we had a party last weekend, just because we had a party, really, and we were talking, and I happened to mention Steely Dan, and this album came up, and I thought, I haven't played this for ages on the show. It originally came out in 1991. It's called the New York Rock and Soul Review, and it really is a series of concerts that were put together by the wife of Donald Fagen, called Libby Titus. And she started them in 1989, and they ran through for about 6 years. No, less, 4 years, until 93. And it was led by Donald Fagen. It also included Phoebe Snow, Michael McDonald, of course, of the Doobies, Boss Skaggs, Eddie Brigati, formerly of the Rascals, Dave Brigati, also of the Rascals as well, the late Walter Becker, of course, the other member of Steely Dan, and this guy too. And they did live, well, they just did great rock and soul reviews. It's from the Beacon Theatre in New York. It's called the New York Rock and Soul Review. You can still buy it, and it really is great. It's Steely Dan together with Boss Skaggs, and here on stage, the late and the wonderful Charles Brown.
Well, I'm drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my lady take me back again. If my baby would only take me back again. Well, you know I'm not good for nothing, baby. Well, I haven't got no friend. No friend. Tell me what more can
gonna do? Well, you just a good little girl, but you just won't be true. Well, it's bye-bye, baby. Baby, bye-bye, bye-bye. Bye 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 baby, baby bye 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 bye. It's gonna be too late, baby. I'll be too far away. Oh yeah,
oh yeah. From 1991, I guess he must have been in his late 50s, yeah, early 60s when he recorded that, since passed over. His name is Charles Brown, great pianist from the 1940s with nice mellow blues. And performing there with the New York Rock and Soul Review, and Donald Fagen and Walter Brecker together with Boz Scaggs and also Michael McDonald, and that is called Driftin' Blues.
Swear that your new love was once a friend of mine. You make the same kind of fool of him in time. You were a real class act. Well, now, baby, you were a real class act. Anyone ever told you that? You wrote me that you'd love me till the day you died. You changed your mind before the ink was dry. You were a real class act. Baby, you a real class act. Anyone ever told you that? Right from the start, I had a feeling. Looking back, I should have known. When it comes to double dealing, baby, you're in a class of your own. If lying and cheating was any kind of crime, 100 years from now, you'd still be doing time. You were a real class act. Well, now, baby, you were a real class act. Anyone ever told you that?
Just because of my age, I wonder, if you're a soul boy from the 1960s like I am, growing up on the music of Sam Cooke and Stax and Atlantic Records and, of course, early Motown too, you can't fail to be moved by James Hunter. His new album is called The Hard Way. That's called Class Act, and he does sound, I mean, it's a bit hackneyed, I know. It does sound so much like the late Sam Cooke. Great, great stuff. You can find a link to that on the Raven and the Blues page. And on the Raven and the Blues page, a chance to listen to earlier programmes too, and a chance to donate to the programme as well if you want to give something towards the funding of putting the show together and buying the music and all the things that you have to do. I am grateful for any income coming in from wherever it comes across the world. Okay, that's not kind of album. That's more sort of soul-y rather than blues. This is real blues. Watermelon Slim, his new album is called No Paid Holidays, and this one is called Into the Sunset. Fades away, you could almost say Into the Sunset, but that would be a really naff radio link. Title of the track called Into the Sunset, Watermelon Slim and the Workers, and No Paid Holidays. This is The Raven and the Blues, however you're listening across the world. I think probably put a marker down now, because for the first time, I think this year, I actually feel as if I'm getting calf control, really. As many of you know, if you've been listening for a long time to the programme, you'll know that last December had a stroke, and therefore it threw me off altogether for a long time. Took December and January off, came back sort of slurring and slibbering away in February, but it's not been right. I haven't really been happy. Through the summer, it's been odd. I've had flus and viruses and all sorts of rubbish stuff like that. But all of a sudden, this week, it's almost like now, in the middle of August, it's all come back, just about. So I'm really happy. And thanks for your tolerance and understanding. Let's move on now to an album which I found on eMusic. I recommend, if you want to collect music for your iPod and not actually have the physical CD, I really do recommend eMusic. It's really good value. It's not DRM'd. It's not protected at all. It's better quality than buying it on iTunes. And it's not expensive either. And the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. So I found this album by a band called Acoustic Brew. It was released in July of this year. I've been online to have a look, and I can find out nothing at all about them. I don't know where they're from, whether they're American, English, or wherever in the world, or anything about the band at all. The album is called Acoustic Brew, and the band are called Acoustic Brew. Here is a track called Toenails.
My toenails when I'm old. Will you cut my toenails when I'm old? Will you help me with a blanket when the season's cold? I said, will you cut my toenails when I'm old? Would you mind my indiscretions when I'm old? When things it used to be are not the same. When I'm old, when my food has lost its flavor and my eyes are getting dim. And my toenails are far beyond my reach.
So much fun. The band are called Acoustic Brew. The album is their eponymous album. Acoustic Brew came out this year, in July of this year. Will you cut my toenails when I'm old? It brings to mind one of my favourite parts of the world, Belize in Central America. And we lived on an island and had to go into work by boat. I know it was tough. And the night watchman on the land who looked after our vehicles and stuff, his name was Winston. And one day he said to Sue Ellen, my wife, how many children have you got? And we said, none. And he said, no children. And he said, oh, who's going to empty your bedpan when you're sick? Kind of similar stuff, really. Here's a young girl whose album came out last year, and I featured a couple of tracks from it, but haven't featured her for a while. Her name is Christina Tomlin, and this is a track which is called Poison.
But what you didn't think
great direct voice. Her name is Christina Tomlin, Christina with a Y. She's about, I think, about 19 or 20 now, if my memory serves me correct. The album came out early 2007, recorded in 2006. The album is called Bitter Twisted Wrong, and that is a track which is called Poison. This is the Raven and the Blues. If Christina is young, this next band are even younger. From the States, they're called the Homemade... It was a bit of a quick fade, wasn't it, Raven? From the States, they're called the Homemade Jams Blues Band.
Thank you.
band Age of 37. I heard Paul Jones saying roughly the same thing when he played this track, or played a track off the album on his show too. That's the two brothers and a sister. Let's see, work out. Ryan, 15, Kyle, 13, and Taya, age 9, on drums. And the band are called the Homemade Jams Blues Band. The album is out on Northern Blues. It's called Pay Me No Mind, recorded in January of this year and released in the spring of this year. It's a great, great album. I mean, bearing in mind these are just young kids, and they sound really fine. Good stuff too. Okay, let's move on now and move to somewhere warm and steamy and nice and romantic, and that's Mustique, the Blues Festival, which takes place in January every year. Here's Lance Chapman in Mustique of 2007, and here he is with a track which is called Mr. Postman.
Please, Mr. Postman, look and see, is there a letter in your bag for me? So it's been so long since I heard from that girlfriend of mine. You better wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Check there and see one more time for me. So many days you passed me by. You saw the tears standing in my eyes. You would not stop to make me feel better, not leaving me a card or a letter. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see, is there a letter in your bag for me? Been so long since I heard from that girlfriend of mine. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Deliver the letter, the sooner the better. So many days you passed me by. You saw the tears standing in my eyes. You would not stop to make me feel better, leaving me a card or a letter. Saw the tears standing in my eyes. You would not stop to make me feel better, not leaving me a card or a letter. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see, is there a letter in your bag for me? It's been so long.
Confused. Yes, I am. That's the Mustique Blues Festival from 11 years ago. I thought it came out, it probably did come out last year, but it originally recorded 11 years ago in Mustique. Lance Chapman there with his take on the old, which Motown band was it? Was it written by, it wasn't, oh dear, never mind. You know the one I mean anyway, which the Beatles also covered, called Mr. Postman. Okay, that's not strictly bluesy, but this next one may well be, as we move on now to an album which did come out last year called Australian Contemporary Blues. And here is a gentleman making his debut on the show called Rowley O'Brien. And this is a track which is called Ross River Blues.
Black swamp water, wet season over, lily pad blooming, frog music booming, population explosion, Marty's in collusion from now on. Fly Large screen erecting, family protecting from the diving, marauding squadrons. Got the rise through the blues, just got the news. The ache and the pain, much worse than the blues. Images are soaring, fevers roaring away. Faded, life seems so jaded. How long will I feel this way? Months of aching, energy abating. No God has exhausted all his resources on you. Medical science sure needs more finance to combat this hell on earth. Got the rise of the blues, just got the news. The ache and the pain, much worse than the blue. Images are soaring, fevers roaring away.
Ooh, the fevers roaring away.
The times are fading, life seems so jaded. How long will I feel this way?
CD bought for me music called Australian Contemporary Blues 2007. No, keep doing that. Australian Contemporary Blues came out in 2007. That's a gentleman called Rowley O'Brien and a track called Ross River Blues. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. If you'd like to drop me a line wherever you're listening across the world, I'd love to hear from you. It's dave@raven.dj, and raven.dj/R&B is the link to the website where you can listen to previous shows, follow the links to the artists concerned, donate to the programme, a whole range of different things, and hear some of the sessions too. I'd love to again hear from you, and if you've been to the site and listened to anything in particular, let me know what you think. Let's close with a gentleman called John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentleman, recorded live. The album is called Mo Hipper, and here is a track called Groove Me. Wherever you're listening, have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye bye.
1, 2, do you know what to do?
Let me tell you something, girl, I've been trying to say. Something.